Hello and welcome back to The Reducer, the worst football podcast you listen to. So this week, special episode, as in there's only two of us. Yay! Come on, come on. It's like you've never worked in marketing, Dave. Yeah? a problem is just an opportunity by another name. This week it is me, Howard, the Leeds fan, and it is David, the Liverpool fan. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm very well.
I need to explain why Rothers isn't here, but we don't need to go into any detail.
Oh, you're brilliant. You see, I was going to ignore it altogether, right?
But instead, well, he is part of the team.
I know, but what you've done is bring it up and then realised, as you said, we need to explain. You realised, yeah, we probably can't put that out there.
Can't really explain. But
yeah, well,
anyway.
Let's just say that there's
family
reasons why Mr. Rothney's not with us today. It's got nothing to do with the fact that he finds it impossible to defend the behaviour of his financial doping cheating club, Manchester City. Yeah, it's not at all that he's bottled it.
Nothing to do with it.
No, it is genuinely is frankly reasons that make you realise that football is not important and that Bill Shankly was a tosser.
Steady.
Yeah, I do apologise. Nearly as good for your club as Matt Busby was. Let's not go there again.
Best mates, I never knew him, Matt Busby and Bill Nicholson. All busy mates, apparently.
Really?
Three Scotsmen together there. So I suppose.
Maybe not that weird then.
I think they'd be bitter rivals, but they weren't.
Well, let's go from ancient history to I'm going to drag up last night immediately. Last night, folks, was Manchester United versus Leeds United at Old Trafford, or the scum against the best team in Yorkshire. What a game. What a game. Great coverage on the feed I was watching. Watch the whole game, and I have to say, for me, I've just listened to the Square Ball match ball, where they're a lot less enthusiastic than I was. Basically, I think I messaged you last night to say that's the best we've played since Bielsa was there. And I mean... Yeah.
I couldn't believe the score. I just checked the score and they were 2-0 up. Leeds. I was like, wow.
And deservedly so. And to be honest, I was watching it with somebody who doesn't really follow football at all. And she thought that it just looked like two evenly matched teams. You know,
what happened? What did they just play? Did they start playing or?
It's a damning indictment. A damning indictment of Jesse Marsh, I'm afraid, because it wasn't just a new manager bounce. It was it was the same players, given a little bit more leeway, being allowed to play with a little bit more width, because Marsh was obsessed with playing down the middle because that's his Red Bull style, which I think we figured out, or what he didn't figure out was that everybody else had figured out how to play against it very quickly. And yet you can't blame him. He's won two titles playing like that. But what you've got to remember is he won those two titles managing Red Bull Salzburg, the richest team in the league. They've won the title for 9 years in a row.
Yeah.
They've won it 13 out of the last 15 years. So, yeah, well done. You know, you won that league twice. You did the league and cup double. But coming here, it's not worked. And last night was a damning indictment. It really was. It was all players that he'd been playing, but it was more organized, less headless chicken. We attacked as a team, not as individuals.
Who's caretaker, by the way?
Michael Scubala, or as we call him, Scoobs.
Is Scoobs part? Was he part of Marsh's team, or
he was. He was brought into Leeds. But the amazing thing is that. We brought in an assistant manager for Jesse Marsh 2 weeks ago, and he's still there, and Jesse's gone.
Right.
Because Jesse's gone. Jesse's gone. I am happy.
He just had a book of football platitudes and cliches every time. All these interviews were hilarious.
I mean, the thing is, I can't defend, you know, what did I say here, you know, a few weeks ago? is he just a peddler of fridge magnet philosophy? And it is, you know, it's just all been lame. But the ultimate nickname that he received from the fans, and it was over after this, Yank Lampard. And
that's brilliant.
But the reason for that, isn't just that we don't like Frank Lampard, so we thought we'd take the piss out of Jesse as well. The reason for it is there is a similarity, which is Lampard and Marsh come out and say, you know, well, you know, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, you know, and I've asked the players to do this, and well, we've just got to get better, and blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, you know, it's up to me to get more out of the players. You know, we got young players here, you know, we need to create less stress, we need to, you know, we make the situations harder for ourselves, and I'm really trying to stop this. And it's like, yeah, you know, his interviews, whilst hilarious and full of cliches, like Frank Lampard's, are all about how what they are trying to make the players do and the players aren't doing it. And it's not, I'm doing a good job, check these guys out, they're shit. Yeah. It doesn't come across like that. But after a while of listening to this, you realise that there seems to be a distancing going on. If I was a player, I wouldn't like to be hearing that. I wouldn't like to be hearing how the managers, you know, we're doing everything we can to give the players what they need and blah, blah. And it's like, yeah. Now, also, our squad, a lot of them used to play for Bielsa. Well, Bielsa would be on the training pitch showing players which part of the foot they should be using for each pass and what pace it should be, how they should receive it. Whereas you get the feeling that Jesse would just stand at training going, shouting, you know, be better. And it just didn't work. Yeah. It didn't work. So anyway, the strange thing is Skubala, who managed us last night, get this, never managed a professional football team.
Wow.
He is the England futsal coach, under-18 futsal coach. And you know what? Futsal's awesome. And I thought they did a brilliant job. I mean, it was weird having three managers on the touchline, got to be honest. Yeah. But it was, we had more focus. Yeah,
give him the job.
Without wanting to sound like an old bastard, we had more speed, less haste. Do you know what I mean?
Give him the job?
After one game, no.
Right.
And we've got a return fixture.
I remember you saying first choice was the guy at West Brom.
Well, it would have been for me, but and I think the club wanted him, but kind of fucked up by offering him an 18-month deal.
Right.
And I think, rightly, he probably got the hump with that. And the thing is, if I think the problem with this appointment is that with the 49ers due to take over in the summer, whoever comes in now, there is a chance the 49ers are going to go, we're going to put our man in place.
Yeah, yeah.
But having said that, also the 49ers are very involved with every signing. So they're going to be very involved with the signing of a manager. Mm. Also, the signing of a manager now is absolutely key because we have to stay up.
Yeah.
49ers don't want to be buying a championship club. So it's going to be interesting. We want the guy from Rayo Vallecano. That's stalled for whatever reason. So, you know, we'll wait and see. But that's the Leeds stuff. Now let's do the Liverpool stuff. You're shit at the moment. Right, we've done the Liverpool stuff.
That's the Liverpool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Trent
Alexander, two assists.
Sorry?
Trent Alexander, yeah. Sancho, you know Sancho, who's been out and away from the game and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Four assists this season.
Yeah.
Trent Alexander, two.
Two, yeah, yeah.
Your team looks like they played every game possible last season, only won two of the four trophies and are absolutely fucked.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. But spate of injuries. Fortunately, we've got Jota's back soon.
Now, can I just stop you there?
Diaz isn't far behind him.
Because I genuinely think Jota, bigger miss than Mane.
Mm.
Jota is, like, for some reason, doesn't get the
great link-up.
the props right link that he up. Deserves. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Because he can score goals, but he is a creator and he's a great link player.
Yeah, brilliant. So hopefully him, and I feel sorry for Gakpo coming into a shit team like that. It must be awful for him.
Fucking hell, mate. He nearly signed for Leeds. Shut the fuck up.
No, he's got ability. It's just, you know, he's as good as Diaz was last year when he joined. You know, he completely ripped up trees as soon as he got in the team.
Yeah.
And Gakpo, he's just, every game that he plays, he just shrinks into himself even more.
Well, have you seen what Koeman said? Koeman said he went there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Too soon, too young, too early.
Too soon. I'm not sure I agree with that.
No.
Plus, he used to manage Everton, so he can fuck off. So
he's got skin in the game, hasn't he? Yeah. He's got skin in the game. Well, look, yeah. I think we need to address bigger issues than Liverpool's form and Leeds is.
Just in conclusion on that, I've written it off this season. If, you know, we're going to get knocked out of the Champions League, Real Madrid will do us, no problem. And it's just one of those seasons. Like the season after we won the league. We were shit.
Do you know what I think you might do? I think you might beat Real Madrid. That'll be the highlight of your season. You'll go out in the next round.
Probably.
But I think you might actually beat Real Madrid and it'd be like, well, at least like it was worth playing this season.
Over two legs, we've got a chance, I suppose.
A crumb of comfort, yeah.
Anyway,
let's go on to
the elephant in the room.
Yes, the massive financial elephant in the room that is Manchester City's 115 charges of financial impropriety made by the Premier League, a four-year investigation, which got released the same week as the government are due to release their white paper on football regulation. Fancy that. It's almost like the Premier League don't want that and thought they'd put this report out to prove that they're doing a great job.
Keep our house.
Alternatively, it's taken them 4 years to fucking do a great job. It's done the threat of the government getting involved for them to do a great job. And it's, you know, opinions vary. A lot more intelligent and informed people than myself or yourself have been talking about this. And I've been doing a lot of listening. I think everybody knows that Man City will hire an amazing legal team. The Premier League will hire an amazing legal team. There will be an inquiry and that will come to a result. Then there will be an inquiry into that result of the legal conclusions that inquiry came to.
Yeah.
That'll all be challenged. And then the result of that will be whatever's left standing, a punishment will be handed down. That punishment will then be contested. And eventually, some form of punishment will be handed down. And it's inevitable this is going to run for a good sort of, 18 months, 2 years, definitely. Something like that.
Appeals, there'll be loads of legalese going on. So,
but ultimately, I do think there will be, because 115. Sorry, you are going to have done. You will have done some of these.
Yeah,
I mean that's just, yes, they're going to be guilty of X amount.
Law of averages, 25% of them.
Yeah, that's being kind. So I see. I personally think a minimum 15-point deduction. I mean, I've got this season
or the start of next.
Whenever it comes to conclusion. I mean, we're talking 18 months, 2 years. Yeah. So it's going to be whenever that season is.
Yeah, down the road. Yeah.
And also, I think it's got to be done properly. You know, it's got to be analysed and absolutely, ripped apart. But I just don't see the point in fines anymore. I don't see the point in fining Man City. I don't see the point in fining players.
No.
What's the point in fining people who have
just token,
massive financial resources? Yeah. Well, it's just the Premier League swelling their coffers, and surely that money. Personally, I think every single fine that is paid by any Premier League manager or player, that money should go directly to the EFL.
Yeah.
That money should just go to the EFL straight away. And that's another thing that the government want to get involved with as well, which is the redistribution of wealth in the Premier League, which at the moment, 2% of revenue goes to the EFL and it's not enough.
Well, interestingly, just slight tangent, A22, the sports management group, have come back with this new proposal for the Super League. And one of their key provisos is that it will help the lower leagues, non-league football, nurturing. They've built that into this new proposal they've come out with today. Don't know if you've seen that yet.
Well, I haven't seen that yet, but I mean, I did see the results of the inquiry where it basically said, look, they turned around the people behind the Super League and said, yeah, do you know what? You are more than entitled to set up your own competition. Go yeah. for it. But UEFA here, they're more than entitled to boot you out of their competitions because yeah. it's their competitions. And if they don't want yeah. to win them, then they can boot you out
yeah.
for pretty much any reason they like. So...
yeah, it's dead in the water, I think.
We're no further forward. Well, I honestly think what makes most sense to me would be a European Super League that is set up to challenge the Premier League. So it's a Super League made up of Germany, Spain, France, Italy, you know, and you have promotion and relegation from other leagues yeah. around. And because that's the only way they're going to be able to challenge the dominance and the financial dominance of the Premier League, which, you know, is seriously a problem. Anyway, bit of a tangent, but let's get...
Yeah.
We're back on Sorry. Finance again. No, not at all. But we're back on finance again. And, you know, it's financial doping. It's cheating.
Yeah.
You know, it's making it sound like, oh, they've broken a few regulations or whatever, you know, financial mismatch. It is... cheating, it's financial doping, it's buying players that you shouldn't be, you know, that you can't afford, but you yeah. basically cook the books so to make it look like you can. And there has to be a price to pay for this down the line.
Yeah.
There just has to be.
Yeah.
And I think this is a watershed moment because we haven't had anything like this. You know, we've sat and looked at Serie A and seen, you know, Juventus relegated for match fixing. We've, you know, and they're getting battered again. And all teams in Italy, you know, you say what you like about Serie A, but they've really, really, they've caught a lot of teams doing a yeah. lot of things they shouldn't have done over the last sort of 10, 15 years. Punishments meted out. You know, Juventus, I mean, fucking hell. Fiorentina were relegated down to like the second or third division. I mean, it's like they've properly, yeah. and the Premier League has, you know, oh, you know, English fair play and all of that. It's under the microscope, and the product of the Premier League is, you know, is really
in the dock.
Yeah.
It's in the dock, really.
Yeah. yeah, which is why the Premier League itself, I think, you know, are coming down hard on Man United. Sorry, Man City. Man City. I do apologise. Yeah. All City.
They should come down on. Hard on Man United, but
well, they should yeah. definitely but yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, because like I said, I think it's going to be something like 15 points, you know, and I know I'm talking about 2 years down the line here, but
what about stripping them of titles? You say I'm thinking, you know, regardless of players that they bought, so that team won those titles on the field of play. So stripping them of titles it's pretty hollow. If you're a Liverpool or Man United fan, you get this sort of retrospective.
You don't. No, you don't. They lose their title. Their title yeah. doesn't go to anyone else.
Yeah. It's just some fans have been going, oh, well, you know, it'd be nice to get titles. It's like, well.
Yeah, but believe it or not, funnily enough, those fans don't know what they're talking about. Hey,
so they'd just be wiped from the record book rather than awarded to someone else.
Well, here's two slightly better informed people who don't know what they're talking about. But
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I mean, yes, I kind of agree with you and I kind of don't. Because, yes, those teams won those leagues on the pitch. But if those players and that team and that squad was assembled illegally outside of the rules, they can go fuck yeah. themselves.
True.
And no, they don't deserve to be looked back in history and say, oh, look at my league winner's medal that I got yeah, for cheating. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, fuck them. but having said that, again, let's say they get, you know, they're found guilty of this 25% that you yeah. mentioned earlier, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you're going to start pulling titles, you have to look at, right, if they're that 25%, let's say that's 30 charges, right? We've got to look at what those 30 charges are. And you know, did they, you know, directly affect the team? Or was it about investing in infrastructure? You know, did they, you know, hide the money that they used to build a training ground? Shit like that.
Yeah.
Then... do you know what I'm? But we might not be able to get that kind of detail. I might be, you know, I might be have my head in the clouds. You know, it's. But I just think it's. It needs the punishment needs to fit the crime, and it needs. But it also needs to be weighty. If
yeah,
you get a weighty amount of crimes proven.
I'm surprised it's just Man City though. You know, it's like the way Chelsea have conducted themselves over the years as well. I'm wondering why. You know, the structuring of these deals and spreading of costs and stuff over 7 years, isn't it, for some of the players? It's just like, you know, that's cheating as well, really. That's bending the rules anyway, certainly.
Well, actually, the first recorded transfer over a 7-year contract yeah. to spread the 1994. That's when it was first done.
Right, okay.
And Chelsea basically have ruined it for everybody in this transfer window.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, handing out 7-8 year deals, spreading the amortization of the deal to get inside financial fair play. UEFA yeah. have said they'll be closing that loophole. Maximum contract 5 years as of the summer. So Chelsea have, you know, thanks a lot, ruined it for everybody. But they played the game. And you know what? I think clubs like Man United, Liverpool, City, Spurs, Arsenal will all be looking at Chelsea going, ah, oh, balls, I wish we'd done that.
None
of them will be going, oh, this is outrageous. Oh, why are they? Yeah. They'll all just be going, oh, fucking hell, we missed a trick there, didn't we? How did we miss that? Fucking hell. But also there's, anyway, look, I nearly went off on a Chelsea one there, but who gives a shit about that, mate? Really, really though. Do you know what I mean? I mean, once upon a time they had some likable players like, you know, like Vialli and Zola. You know, and now who they've got? I don't know. I honestly don't know. A load of people. That's what they've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, was it 9 signings or something?
Something like that. Something like
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening last night and since Todd Bowley got there, the art of negotiation seems to have gone out the window.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've paid release clauses. And when we were selling Rafinha, I heard Phil Hayes say this on a podcast the other day. When we were selling Rafinha, Rafinha wanted to go to Barcelona. That was it. Right? And it was just difficult to deal with Barcelona because it was an absolute fucking basket case at the time.
Yeah.
And Chelsea came in for Rafinha. And they said, like, you know, what's the deal? And we were like, it's 60 million. And they were like, well, you know, we'll have him. And that seemed to be the, it's like, it's back to Ron Atkinson, isn't it? It's like, you know, how much is he? 60 million. 60 million. It's 70.
Yeah, the Ron Atkinson trick.
Yeah. It's just like, fucking hell, quite apt, seeing as how we're on the reducer. But that seems to have gone out the window. But will they be found guilty of financial doping? I think I can't believe that they would be stupid enough to make such a noise, because there's also a load of players they've got to sell.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Graham Potter is the one I feel sorry for. Do you know what I mean? He's been at Brighton how long? You know, he's used to managing a bunch of fucking milkmen and fucking decorators, and now all of a sudden he's got a massive squad of international fucking talent.
I know. Well, he'll be out on his arse before long, I would imagine.
Well,
make Champions League, definitely.
If they stick with Potter, which you know, all the noises seem to be that they are, and apparently
he's a Bowley pick, isn't he? So
he is, and also one of the guys who's chiefly involved in recruitment they brought from Brighton, and Potter has been involved in all these transfers and has spoken to the players, you know.
Right. Well,
so okay. It's
well, he'll either be brilliant or shit.
Yeah. Well, they are the options of any football fan, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what's the score going to be today? We're going to win 3-0 or lose 5-0.
That's me.
True. True.
Liverpool.
That is you.
We've got Everton on Monday. Shit. They're gonna absolutely rip us a bit.
Do us a favour, because we've got after obviously we've got Man United. We had Man United last night, we've got Man United again at Elland Road at the weekend, and then it's into Southampton and Everton. So yeah. You know, we need 6 points from those two games.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
I really like the look of us staying up, Everton staying up. I see the bottom three going down, who are the bottom three at the moment.
Yeah.
And as for Nathan Jones at Southampton, I thought it was a weird appointment to start with. But
wow. Yeah.
I mean, he's like the kind of, what he reminds me of is, you know, when you remember at school when you used to have games. And games teacher was off. So you got one of the other teachers.
Yeah, you get the geography teacher.
Yeah, to take games.
Yeah.
And you're all walking around like, this guy hasn't got a fucking clue.
Yeah.
You know? And he's asking us what we normally do. And you're like, well, you're the teacher, for fuck's sake. Shouldn't you know this? Are we gonna decide the curriculum for our own lesson, are we? Brilliant.
Not that that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
That's Nathan Jones, that is.
Yeah.
I mean, his interview at the weekend was hilarious. You know, I've compromised, you know, I've changed things. I'm not. And then he starts going on about, you know, I've achieved, you know, I've been the, you know, at one time I was the best figures in Europe for this, for that, for this, for that. And I was thinking, mate, you were in charge of Luton at the time, really necking. Anyway, only a short one tonight. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we send our love and best wishes to our missing comrade. Our missing musketeer, Mr. Rothney, who is no doubt somewhere in the country playing with his finances. but thank you very much for listening. As always, we will be back with a full quota very soon. And we will be back with a normal episode where we do an 11. What was the 11 we were going to do next?
Oh God, I've lost track. Sorry.
But we did Shithousing 11 last, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure, but there will be. Oh, hang on, Shit Managers, wasn't it? The worst managers.
Shit Managers, yeah.
Shit Managers in the Premier League. No worry. Well, ironically, we were just talking about Nathan Jones. Anyway,
you started it already.
I have started it already, haven't I? Yeah. Fucking hell.
That's a bit of a teaser for the next one.
Yes. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you very much for your time this morning, David.
See ya.
See you later.